Once again, Ashley Simpson.
On a Monday, I'm waiting. We're live.
Hi, fam.
What's up, fam?
I feel wrong saying that.
No, and I want you to live
the
your truth.
The thing is, I type fam a lot,
yeah,
but I never say it out loud.
And then someone probably sees you and they're like, fam?
Yeah. I say it usually only when I see you, by the way.
Wow, I'm so honored.
Yeah.
But you type it to other people, it sounds like. It's fine. I'm not offended.
You know,
it's okay.
I'm gonna think long and hard.
Yeah,
about
you probably
using the
should.
Word fam.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're here. Hi guys.
We're here for a craziest, most important week of your
oh
life
my
of the year.
God.
Valentine's Day. Oh my god.
Oh my god. My ball gown is being dry cleaned as we speak. Mm-hmm.
My wedding dress is red D.
Oh
Henry.
Oh my god. We wanted to talk about it because A, it's so fucking stupid, and it's the biggest scam on earth, and B, it gives us a really good excuse to just talk about a couple, like, dating love scams that we've kind of had in the hopper for a while, so we thought it was the perfect time. But I wanted to start by telling everyone a little bit about the history of Valentine's Day, because it is extremely fucked up.
I mean, holidays usually are.
Yes. They're all
Hallmark
pagan.
Loves to capitalize on satanic rituals.
Right,
is that
right.
What I'm getting from this?
Yes.
It
yes,
is.
Yes.
Nailed it.
It's
knew
really
it. Okay.
Quite something.
Okay.
So maybe some people know this. I did not know any of this, and I found it like very interesting. I remember like reading about like the St. Valentine's Massacre.
Yeah, St. Valentine's.
And there's like St. Valentine's in like
Cupid's
the Catholic Church.
Or some shit.
Whatever. No. The
no.
real origins of Valentine's Day, most historians agree, started based on a Roman festival called Lupercalia.
Okay.
And this is what Lupercalia was. Roman priests would summon everyone in the town.
I already don't like it. Roman priests, bad start.
They would summon everyone in the town and sacrifice one or more male goats on an altar. And the male goats were meant to represent sexuality, and then also a dog. TBD, I have no idea what the dog was for.
Okay.
But just, like, sacrificed
probably
a couple
probably a
animals.
Vagina or something, yes.
This was, like, a very violent sexual festival. So they would sacrifice these animals in front of the townspeople.
Okay.
And then, if anyone's, like, queasy or, like, weird about animal shit, like, maybe fast forward. But they would then drain all of the blood out of the animals. I think they would cut their heads off. And then they would take the hide, like the skin of the animals with the fur, they would cut it into strips.
Okay.
And then I believe the priests, if not the priests, the like ordained people, the ordained men that they like assigned to do this next task,
oh, no.
would get basically half naked, take the strips of the animal hide that they just cut from the sacrificed animal, and run around whipping women.
No.
Correct.
For what?
Whipping women.
To get the devil out of us?
So, no.
Oh.
This was allegedly to, like, bestow fertility onto the women.
Wow.
So History.com was sitting there trying to tell me that the women enjoyed this.
Oh,
and I was like,
okay.
Who wrote this, sir?
Yes, sir.
Who wrote
That's
this?
That's exactly right, because I'm not a historian. However, I am a woman, and I can tell you I personally would not enjoy that. Okay.
And then the last part of this festival, this was my favorite part, and I really just wanted to read the exact quote from History.com. During Lupercalia, the men randomly chose a woman's name from a jar to be coupled with them for the duration of the festival. Often, the couple stayed together, and they fell in love.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that is totally incorrect.
Yes.
There is no way that that is true. After a woman was beat with a
yes.
raw animal hide,
mm-hmm.
then fell in love with the man who picked her name out of a jar, I don't think that's how
it was
love
randomly
works.
Selected. I don't think so.
Everyone was probably like 12 and 13 and 14.
Yeah.
Like, this
yeah.
is not,
it's
this
not
is
good.
All very bad.
Not shocking, though.
Not shocking at all.
This is like when they tell you, like, when boys, like, cut your ponytail off or slap you when you're five. They're like, they like you. It started with fucking Lupercalia or whatever this goddamn festival's called.
I know. And then, of course, like, the Christians got a hold of it, and they, like, wanted to make it more holy and less pagan. And then they, like, kind of,
how?
Like, retrofit, like, St. Valentine into it and blah, blah, blah. And now it's kind of devolved into probably the stupidest holiday. I used to have like a really big problem with Valentine's Day, I think, when I was younger, because I was like mad that it wasn't what it was in the movies for me.
Yeah, I think that that's my biggest issue with Valentine's Day, is it causes a problem for no reason.
Yes.
There's so much goddamn stress about like the present, about like the restaurant, the reservation, the flowers. Like, there's so many check marks about like, do you care about me? But that's psychologically implanted in all of us from like every movie and show I've ever seen.
And like in real life, no one actually cares. Like, yeah. Studies have been done. I saw one on Psychology Today. Where they surveyed about like 2,000 men and women, and less than 5% of people actually felt the need to like curb any loneliness like that day, like any extra loneliness they might have that day. Most people don't give a shit about this holiday. Mm-hmm. And even though it's like traditionally like stereotypes that women are like sitting on their beds crying, looking out the window, waiting for like a suitor to come, in this study, there were no significant gender differences.
I mean, especially in 2020, we have Netflix. I can just watch it's another day.
It's so...
I have so much to do.
Stupid. Like, don't tell me when to love someone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that.
Also, it's just really close to Christmas and close to my birthday, so I feel real bad for Henry, because he's got to buy a lot of presents all at once, because I do care. I like presents.
Okay.
But that's just because, I don't get presents every day. So, when I get a present, I want to get a present, you know?
I hear that.
I've also been implanted, it's been in my brain. The reason why, it's not just that women are sad or not men. Like, everyone's sad because we've been taught, you're supposed to look out the window, and you're supposed to eat chocolates, and you're supposed to cry. That's what you're supposed to do, and you're allowed to do that on this day. So I think some people start to go off and go a little ham.
Yeah.
And that's also why... I wanted to talk about during this season of misery. I think a lot of people that I know start going on the apps and they're really trying to find someone, yeah, and they feel a lot of pressure. And
I did see a lot of data that the usage on all of the apps spike, obviously, around Valentine's Day, because people, yeah, are thinking about it.
Of course.
Even though on the day itself, no one really cares.
Yeah.
It's like just the reminder that maybe you're not with someone is kind of in the air because of all the fucking commercials for the fucking flowers and the jewelry, which all, by the way, billions and billions and billions of dollars are spent, like upwards of $5 billion Americans spend every year on Valentine's Day. Yes.
Wow.
$4.3 billion on jewelry, $2 billion on flowers, $1.7 billion on candy.
How much on flowers?
$1 billion on cards. $1 billion on cards, though.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
Like the only day keeping fucking greeting cards alive.
Hallmark literally making money on a satanic ritual.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
So just remember, before you go into your spiel,
yeah,
just remember all of this is for money.
Yes.
Always follow the money. And, this holiday's fucking stupid and it's based on whipping women, okay?
Yeah. And it usually is, anyway, for all holidays. Know that. But, I think that so many of my family and friends and our listeners, and when I say family and friends, I mean Nicole specifically, have gotten scammed by a man or a woman.
Yep.
But we need to arm ourselves with information. I don't want to brag and say that I'm an expert detective, but I know how to find things on the internet. And I want to give some tips and tricks on how to spot a scammer online.
I'm here.
With anecdotes, from experiences I've had that I might say my friend has had, or maybe my friend did have it. And I don't mean obvious telltale signs, like if someone you've never met before asks you for money because her uncle in Korea has cancer, which is a true story that happened to one of my friends. Or if they tell you they need a K-1 visa, or if they won't ever meet you in person. Those are very obvious, and if you get scammed by any of those, you deserved it. But as a woman that has been on a lot of dating apps, the number of erect penises that filled my inbox, and the number of grammatically incorrect, embarrassing pickup lines that were meant to flatter me rather than insult me, were more than I could count. So when a normal-looking man with a steady job did not sexually harass me within the first 2 seconds, I felt like I wasn't going to get scammed.
Right.
And this was a Prince Charming, okay? But it's 2020, and catfishes and scammers and freakos have learned how to mask that shit, okay? So here are a few tips. First tip, you need to make sure you're not getting classically catfished, meaning by someone's physical appearance, okay? Neven Max taught us about Google image search. You can search an actual image to see if that's been posted somewhere else, and someone's pretending to be an entirely different person. But it's 2020, okay? Ma'am, we have Facetune. We have hot-ass Instagram lenses. We have a lot of ways that make me look like I have lip injections and filler when I, in fact, do not yet, okay? One of my best friends went on a date with a man who looked hot as fuck in his photos. Extremely hot.
You saw.
Ripped. Saw the photos.
Okay.
And 20 minutes into her date, I get a text message saying that I need to pick her up ASAP because she is on a date with Lord Farquaad from Shrek. This man was 10 years older than he looked in all of his photos and at least a full foot shorter. I saw. It was real. So you need to use context clues in 2020, okay? If the man is always alone in his photos or it's shot in an angle that makes him look a foot taller, you need to understand that that person is probably very short and lying about their height, okay? Always look at their tagged photos on IG. If they don't have access to tagged photos, that's definitely
that's a sign,
okay?
For sure.
Look for signs, people. If the woman that's a bikini model is talking to you and you're hideous, no offense, and the tree behind her is very curvy, probably face-tuned, probably not real, gonna get catfished.
You know what that does require, though? Just going back to all of the episodes of Catfish that I've watched and still watch.
Self-awareness.
Yes.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like
self-worth.
Knowing if you're hideous, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Look for your context clues.
Yes.
Look around in the culture.
Context
what do you
clues?
See? I'm so sorry. There,
yes.
I do believe that there are people for everybody. I really do.
Me too.
But maybe that's not the person.
Yes. Context clues and content clues. Okay. We have social media now. We got content. Fucking use that shit to your advantage. Okay. Next tip is make sure he or she is not emotionally scamming you. Much harder to determine, okay? But my friend recently went on a couple dates with someone who said they were bi-coastal, okay? That's an alarm for you. People that are bi-coastal, not looking for a relationship, okay? He seemed great. He said he was moving to LA, but didn't have a solid date yet, just got out of a serious relationship. All big signs, big alarms for me,
yeah.
Okay? I asked to see his profile on Facebook, and we realized we had mutual friends with him. Always something you should do. Look for mutual friends on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Try to get the fucking tea. And we found out that he was, in fact, moving to LA with his girlfriend that he lives with in New York. Yes. So just make sure, tip number two, you look at their socials, you find mutual friends, and tip 2.5, if they say they're bi-coastal, stay away. It's not for you.
Did you ask a mutual?
Yes.
Like, what's going on?
Yes.
So
she asked
this person was
friend.
Just sloppy, very sloppy.
Well, I mean, I think that he probably didn't find my friend because she's private on everything.
Oh, I see.
And he didn't know that they had mutual friends. So that's
God.
Also a good tip. Make your shit private as fuck. They might think you're a catfish, but also they're not going to know if you have mutual friends, and then you can thereby find their shit.
You can snoop. Yeah.
Yes. Last tip, go with your gut. Women's intuition is a real thing. Okay, one of my best friends was dating a guy for a year and a half, and throughout this time got the vibe that maybe his bitch ass was cheating on her because she would see on his feed, like on like follow feed, you can see the comments that people you follow leave on other people's pages.
On Instagram.
If you see your man's leaving little fire emojis, those are for you, okay? So if you see a sign or a hint of something, just trust yourself. Trust your fucking gut and your intuition because he probably is up to no good. This man ended up having a girlfriend of 4 years. So my best friend was the other woman. Yes. So you might not know a scammer when you see one upon first meeting, but you know a scammer once you know that motherfucker, okay? And you should never, one last point, you should never go on your significant other's phone because you're never going to like what you see. Even if you check their texts, they delete them quick. They change names from Raquel to Mom. They delete their trash album and their photos, which, by the way, if you guys don't know, when you delete a photo, it lives in an album trash for 30 fucking days. But you can learn a lot from comments that they're leaving on other profiles, from photos they're liking. If he's Venmoing people that you don't know, you need to go know about it because a lot of cheaters forget about Venmo. If they're still using Snapchat and they don't work for Snapchat, there's something extremely sus happening, okay? There's only two options in that scenario. Either A, they're dating someone well below the legal limit that still cares about streaks, or they're trying to have incriminating conversations that are immediately deleted.
Yep.
So just know that trust yourself. If you see something, say something.
Wow.
And now I know Nicole was brutally scammed by a man that
Brutally.
She was dating.
Brutally.
I know the punchline of the story. I don't know the full story, so I'm excited to hear it again. But this is mainly, this episode is to remind you, we all get scammed. Dating is a complicated web. Valentine's Day is a fucking scam. All this is a scam. But maybe we can learn something from your story. I don't know if there were big signs that you were ignoring.
Big signs. So that was a perfect setup, and those were great tips. And maybe if I had listened to some of those when I was in this situation that I got myself into.
You needed Inspector Tiffany.
I wouldn't now have actually one of the best stories of my life.
Okay.
But I got to paint the picture for you guys. This was circa 2007, probably. So I was recently graduated from college. And when I was in college, living in Chicago, I interned at a radio station. I was 21 years old, and all I had to do, I was in the promotions department, so we would go to bars all around the city and like hand out stickers and then drink free Bud Light for like 6 hours.
Disgusting.
And then everyone would just like make out with each other, like all of the interns. So I had a crush on one of our like intern like bosses, and he was like a year older than us. I'll call him Devin.
He was also an intern?
He wasn't he was in charge of the interns. Ooh. But he was like a year older than us. Like it was not like gross.
It wasn't like intriguing.
No, okay. He was like also still in college, I think. Okay. So made out with him a couple times. He ended up like dating this other intern, and then they were together, and then it was like no harm, no foul, whatever. I like got over it. But his brother, I'll call him Brian, also worked at the radio station. And Brian was very flirtatious. Brian was like kind of liked everybody.
Was he
an
intern?
Was older. Oh, he was older. Okay. He was a couple years older, and he had like a job there. We were just interns. He had like a full job there. And so we were always friendly, whatever, but I was like, whatever, I like your brother, like I don't care about you. And
wait,
then,
why are we using fake names?
Because I'm nervous. Because they
why?
Are like
he's
still
like a
on
scammer.
The radio. So people
oh my god,
might
is he
them.
Famous?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, if you consider like a radio DJ famous, which is like,
that's like Ryan Seacrest to me, which I don't think he is.
No. Not nearly that level, but like LA local people.
Whoa, he's
like,
in LA?
Like both of them are in LA.
Shut your ass. We should totally go and fuck him up.
Well, it's quite.
Okay,
story.
Sorry. I just wanted to know why we were protecting a scammer, but
no,
now
because
I have
it's
context.
Like,
okay.
I just don't. I'm not trying to like throw anyone under the bus, and like all the people in my life know who this actually is. And you probably don't have to do like a ton of digging to figure out who this is. So anyways, then I graduate college, I finish the internship, great memories, made great friends, blah, blah, blah. Graduate college, it's maybe a year or two after college, maybe circa 2006, 2007. And we do an internship reunion, and I've had a bunch of drinks, and Brian is being very like nice and friendly and flirtatious. Whatever, he comes home with me. I'm like, I liked your brother. I guess I can make out with you too. That's fine, whatever. So he comes home with me, and we don't do anything. Like, you know, we made out, whatever, and I like made him a turkey sandwich, and literally, like, that's not a euphemism. And then, and so we kind of like start dating. And so I knew Brian from like college, and this was 2004 when I had this internship. Like, we didn't Google anyone. Do you know what I mean? And I know it's 2020. Like, this story is literally 16 years old, which makes me want to kill myself. But like, we didn't do this back then. Like,
I don't want to brag. I was in seventh grade, so I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds correct that was
but
not
if
a
you
thing.
Can remember, senior year of college for me was when we got Facebook. Okay. And it was only colleges, like you had to have a .edu to even get into Facebook. Like, this was not a thing.
Okay.
The idea of Googling a friend, someone that you've known for 3 years, was not a thing.
Why would
like
you
I
do
knew
that?
Them. I
we
went
trusted.
To their when we were interning, I went to their family's house in Indiana, like slept over there with like all of the interns. So when I ended up dating Brian, like I don't know. I would never even think to be like, wait, should I check the internet on him? Because also this was pre-Instagram. Yeah. I know that we can't even remember these days. But
also, it's like, what's even on the internet on him?
Like, nothing.
You wouldn't think anything.
It was like Ask Jeeves. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was nothing to do. Yeah. So we end up dating for like, we probably dated for like 4 months. And let me tell you some red flags during these 4 months that happened. Here's the thing. I was just out of my relationship with my college boyfriend, who I thought at the time was like the love of my life. When I like kind of reconnected with Brian, I wasn't looking to be super in love with anybody. I was just looking to have a good time. And Brian was always like, oh, I have to go to this thing for work on Saturday. I have to go on Friday. Do you want to come? Like, we'll get free drinks, whatever. It was like, I do not want to use the term local celebrity because that's so embarrassing. But like,
wow,
he was
brag,
like on the radio and mm-hmm. like got free shit all the time and like took me to places. Mm-hmm. And I was 25 and I fucking liked it. And mm-hmm. so I knew that he really liked me, and I was like, I like you, but I'm also just trying to have a good time.
Yeah, okay.
So that was like one thing. So I think because of that, I wasn't so listening to my like heart and soul, because I was just trying to like get over my college boyfriend. And also, I never went to Brian's house. Never once went to his house. So let me tell you something.
I thought you said you went to his family's house.
Went to his family's house, but I never went to Brian's own house. Brian owned a house in the suburbs. And he was like 29 years old, but he was like on the radio. He had a show every night from 7 to midnight.
Oh, worst.
And he was like made money. And so he bought a house and he had dogs.
And lots of excuses, though. It's like a producer. They record at night.
Yes.
They're busy.
He
yes,
was busy
bad
every Monday to Friday night, 7 to midnight.
Yep.
I would call him and say hi on the radio, and then he'd say my name on the radio. Like, this next song goes out to, like, he,
what?
So he was like proving to me in ways. And the thing was, I wasn't concerned that anything was wrong because I lived 5 minutes from the radio station. He would either come over after work, which was fucking 12:30 at night, and I worked like 8 to 5 or whatever, so I'd have to get up in the morning. We'd hang out for like a half hour or whatever because I had to go to bed. But we would mostly hang out on the weekends. And I was like, I don't want to go to your house on the weekends. Let's go out. Let's go in the city. Like, I wasn't concerned with, like, going to his home. He had, like, a home, and I was in, like, a shithole apartment. Yeah. And I was like, I'd much rather stay in the city in my shithole apartment than, like, go to
Did
your
he
house.
Did he offer you to come to his house and
stuff? I suggested. I was like, I don't want – because I had a car. I was like, I don't want you to think I'm not – willing to like go to your house. Like, I'm happy to come. He's like, it's honestly so boring here. Like, I love being in the city.
Okay.
Like, there's no reason, you know.
Wow,
what I
yeah,
mean
played it off real good.
And like, I didn't even I definitely thought it was weird, but not weird enough to like care.
Yeah.
So we get to Halloween time. We had reconnected like around the summer. He's like, I am so stressed out at work. I think my parents and I are going to go to Mexico. I think we're going to do a family vacation. I was like, great. Like, sounds good. Like, around Halloween and whatever. Goes on the Mexican vacation. Calls me from the vacation. Oh, my God, Nicole, this is so beautiful. I wish you were here so much. I just have to tell you, I love you. And I...
Was it the like, first time you said I love you?
He had said it to me. I forgot about this part of the story. Thank you for bringing this up. He'd said it to me probably a couple weeks before that vacation.
Okay.
And I told him, I can't say that back to you. Because I did not.
Okay.
I did not love him.
Thank God.
And I said, I can't say that back to you, but, like, thank you so much. So it was already a little bit like,
You
probably,
did feel something.
I definitely...
You guys don't even know how crazy this story gets. You don't know yet.
I definitely felt... Do you mean, did I have feelings for
him?
No,
clearly you, like, didn't, like, love him yet.
Yes.
I feel like something in you knew, like, something's not there.
We were not
something's
fully
off.
Connected.
Yes.
And so... Yeah, so he calls me from Mexico, tells me how beautiful it is, whatever. This was also, like, by the way, pre, like, picture messaging, which is, like, insane. He was
Stop
texting
aging
me.
Yourself,
I'm not trying
bitch.
To insane. I'm not trying to age myself. I'm trying to say.
You're painting the picture.
The context clues,
okay.
like, of today are null and void because they did not exist. Like, anyone, it's like watching Seinfeld now. Like, all of their problems would be solved because they all
the
have
internet.
Cell phones.
Yeah.
Like, the
yeah,
end,
that's
the
so
show
true.
Doesn't
yeah.
exist. Do you know what I mean?
yeah.
Like, none of this would be happening if, like, we had, like, iPhones, but they didn't exist yet. So, anyways, calls me from Mexico, whatever. I'm like, okay, great, sounds good. Like, see you when you get back. Comes back from Mexico, so desperate to see me. I have to see you. Like, I brought you stuff. Like, I'm so excited to show you all the pictures. Comes over to my apartment after work one day. Brings me all of these souvenirs, including a bottle of Black Market Viagra from Mexico.
For you?
I guess for us.
What did you say?
I was like, okay. Is okay.
Thank you
I
so
guess.
Much.
Thank you.
So
but
sweet.
I was like, Chinese sexy. I was
yeah.
like, oh, cool. and shows me all of the like printout photos of him and his family
oh
on the
God,
beach,
Nicole.
Like their dinners, like everything. Like, I'm like, I thought that was weird. Like that he was like showing me these photos. Because I was like, I don't really care. like to see photos of your parents, like on the
beach.
He's
like trying to prove I was with my parents in Mexico. Right. That is weird.
So then the true climax of the story happens when my roommate at the time, my friend named Caitlin, she was an early online dating pioneer. She was doing OkCupid way before anyone else. Like, okay. So she went on an OkCupid date with just obviously a random stranger.
Yes.
Like a day or two after Brian got back from Mexico. And she shows up to the bar, the guy's sitting there, they get to talking, and he's like, you know, how's your weekend going? What'd you guys do last night? It was a Saturday. And she's like, oh, I was actually with my roommate last night. We were actually at this bar. She met at the same bar that she and I were at the night before. She's like, it was kind of weird because my roommate got in a fight with her boyfriend. He works on the radio, and he works really late, and he was supposed to come. And he didn't, he kind of freaked out because Brian and I had gotten into this, argument the night before because he was supposed to show up at this bar and he was like, I gotta go home, I gotta let the dogs out, I'm freaking out, I don't know where this bar is. And it was like a very weird freak out, so I got really upset, whatever. Caitlin tells this story to this guy and he's like, oh, that's so interesting. I know actually like a lot of people on the radio here. Who is it? And she's like, oh, Brian. And she tells him his full name and he's like, are you sure?
Oh,
and Caitlin's like, yeah, I'm sure. He's over at my apartment all the time. What do you mean, am I sure? He's like, you don't mean his brother, Devin? He's like, no, Brian is at my apartment all the time. What the fuck is going on? He's like, I am so sorry. I know we just met, but Brian just got married in Mexico.
I mean, what the fuck? What the fuck? I honestly have been, I knew that that was the twist, is that he got married, but I, until you brought up Mexico and the photos, I forgot this motherfucker got married in Mexico.
Yes, he got married.
And you found out by chance. By pure chance, my dear.
Yes.
Thank God that fucking man.
Imagine.
Thank God for OkCupid.
Thank God.
Imagine.
So imagine your roommate.
No.
You come home. No. I was like out shopping. It was like the next day or something. I don't even remember.
You're like churning butter. It's 1814. Yeah, like, you have a fucking phone. Exactly. She has to take like a horse to get to
you. The telegram came and then I had to hire the next horse, the next buggy to take me back home. And so I don't even know what the fuck, what the timeline was after that, but it was either that night or the next day.
Oh my God.
And I come home. I was out. I came home. And Caitlin is sitting on the couch with Ted, because Ted, of course, lived across the hall from us. She's like, I have to tell you something. It was like the most grave looking I've ever seen her. And I was like, oh my God, is everything okay? She's like, it's about Brian. And I'm like, what the fuck? She's like, I don't know how to say it. She's like, Brian's married. And then she tells me the whole story.
That he got married in motherfucking Mexico.
In Mexico like a week ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that he was married like before your relationship.
No, that's one thing.
That's one thing. That's bad too. But this man's saying, I love you when he's like in Mexico.
And he's giving his vows on the beach.
Are you
joking? And he's calling me.
Oh my
God. And he's calling me.
No.
And I always, like, I do appreciate like how extra the story is, because whenever I talk to girls, because unfortunately so many women have been in a situation where they've been
yes.
the other woman,
honestly,
and they don't know.
The internet has saved our lives.
It's
made it easier to cheat, but I will fucking catch you faster, sir.
Whenever I talk to someone who's like, oh yeah, I was with someone who's married, I'm like, I was with someone who got married while we were dating.
Honestly, I can't.
So anyway, she tells me this and it all just immediately clicked. I was like Bradley Cooper in Limitless. Like all the puzzle pieces.
It's like when you took Adderall like, zing, zing, in Vegas. Zing,
zing. Yes, exactly. The one time I took Adderall, I was like, oh my God, everything makes complete sense. And so I called Brian immediately. And he was, like, at a work thing, whatever, Saturday
probably
night,
with his wife
yeah, probably.
At home.
I don't fucking know. But he was actually really loud where I called him, and I was like, the first thing I said, are you married?
Oh, God.
And what he said was, and this is what told me, and this is another tip, ladies. Think about what is a natural and normal reaction to an outlandish question. A reaction might be, what are you talking
fuck?
About?
Yeah.
Or are you okay? Or, like, what the fuck?
Yes.
He said, who told you that? And I said, okay. Yeah,
okay, thank
this
you.
This is perfectly, mm-hmm. I get it now.
Yes.
I fucking get it. You're a fucking liar. And I said, Caitlin went on this date with this guy. Oh, I fucking know that guy. That guy's been like telling lies about me since high school. I'm like, first of all, you are nobody to tell lies mm-hmm. about. No one gives a fuck about you. You have a fucking stupid show on the radio that no one cares about. You're not someone people lie about. Nobody cares to lie about you.
Yeah.
It all, like, everything that he responded to me was, like, immediately, like, yes, 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 yes. Liar, 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 liar. So
it's funny how that happens. Everything comes in all at once.
All at once.
It's like you had a feeling, whether it's like unconscious or not, and then suddenly when you know, everything clicks.
Everything clicked. And I went out that night. I had a lot of drinks. And I had the pleasure of, like, calling my parents the next day, telling them the story, calling my best friend from high school,
what
telling her the story.
What did your parents say? What did Bob and
Susan? They were just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't think they'd ever met him.
Thank God.
And they, I mean, of course, they were like, this is insane. He's a fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is
your
this
Your dad
guy?
Would fuck him up. Yeah. You didn't know about Bob and the muscle tees and the earring? Fucking, he'd get at it, okay?
So, when I called my best friend from high school, she was like, at one point in time, Rima, if you're listening, no offense, but at one point in time, she was like the Google master. She is no longer like the Google master. She has two kids and like a brilliant.
It's okay,
busy
Rima,
life.
You can retire.
Yeah. other people have picked up the slack, but she immediately Googled him, which I still hadn't thought to do.
Wow.
And guess what she finds? His marriage certificate.
Wow. And
guess what she finds? His address in the suburbs with his wife listed. Guess what we find? His wedding registry.
Oh, my God.
Like, we found all of it. It was all
so
just,
Rima
like,
was the only person the only in 2004 person. That thought, let me just Google his name real quick.
Literally.
Wow.
The only person. And so I was like, oh, shit. This is for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the next thing I ended up doing was writing a MySpace message to, like, his best friend.
Oh, my God.
Who we had hung out with a couple times. And I was like, please just tell me the truth. Is Brian married? Like,
you're still asking, bitch?
No, like, I knew, but he wouldn't confirm it. Brian was just like, you're not.
Do you have a wedding registry at this point? Do you have a goddamn wedding certificate?
But I was still digging, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't, like, I just wanted more.
You also probably wanted to see who was lying.
Yes.
You know, that's more what it is. Like, are you still going to fucking lie to me?
Yes.
This person that was probably, because his friends were around you, right?
Yes.
And did they know he was married?
Yes.
Okay. And so what'd they say to you? I'm sorry?
So he didn't respond to me, but then the next morning I got a text, a T9 text from Brian.
I can't.
You don't even know what that is.
I do know what that is. It's when you have to press the button 15 times to get one fucking letter.
I got a T9 text from Brian saying, basically, like, leave me and my friends alone.
No.
Never contact me again.
You should have called his wife.
I'm so sorry. I'm very fucked up.
You should have called his wife. Don't ever talk to me or my friends again. Sir, don't talk to me or my friends ever again, and I'm going to call your wife,
can
sir.
Can you fucking believe that shit?
Would you do?
So he kind of, like, admitted it in that text. Like, I'm sorry, I'm very fucked up. And I didn't do anything. I didn't touch it. I just remember thinking, like, how grateful I was that I was not in love with him.
Thank
because
God.
I think it would... I would be destroyed.
Yeah.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have gotten over it eventually, but, like,
it would have fucked you up.
Thank God. Because I was just like, what the fuck are people capable of?
But you knew.
I did know.
You knew. So
I knew.
Even you know when you know. And
you
I think
know
a lot of people don't want to face it, and you didn't want to face it because you were getting the perks of a radio star apparently that I didn't know existed. But I think that when you know, and a lot of women, they ignore the signs. A lot of men ignore the signs. Women cheat too. I think, like, people don't, like, they don't want to see what they don't want to see. And then when you're finally faced with it, everything clicks so fast because
so fast.
You fucking knew.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So, I mean, everyone out there that's been hurt, like, you're not alone.
You're not alone.
You're not dumb.
So I got. You know what I mean? I got scammed.
I will get his information. And if anybody cares to fuck him up, you can reach out to me. Directly DM me.
No, because I don't care anymore. And honestly,
you're right. His life
really
sounds horrible. He's buying black market Viagra, like, and he's divorced, and you never loved him, so it's fine.
Yeah, like, I really don't care.
Yeah.
It was just, and honestly, it's like a really great party story.
Yeah.
Because again, it's like when people are like, oh, I was the other woman. I'm like, so was I. But not until almost the end.
Yep.
Because
he got
married to someone while we were dating.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just listen to your gut. is really all it's about.
Yeah.
You know?
And don't feel bad. If something bad happened to you, it's not your fault. And, like, you're not dumb and you're not anything. Just listen. And if you're ready to face it, you'll face it. And hopefully you're not dating someone that's bad. And hopefully you're in a happy relationship. Happy Valentine's Day.
I do want to leave this segment before we go to Kardashian Corner with one thing that I read from Forbes when I was researching Valentine's Day. Forbes, by the way, is a scam also, because most people, like, it's payola. They pay to...
Like the 30 under 30 situation,
This article, quote-unquote, was called, "If You're Not Happy During Valentine's Day, You're Not Alone." And it was just a bunch of tips about, you know, the hubbub around the holiday and, like, you're being reminded that you're not in a relationship or you're being reminded that you are in a relationship, whatever. And it's all these tips about it. My favorite quote, though, is, "Remember that most relationships fail." So, who cares?
Yes.
We're all just in transition.
But ours won't. Yeah. James, Nicole loves you. Henry, I love you. It's going to be great. We're so excited for Valentine's Day. We're really lucky. Okay, so Kardashian Corner. Talking about the two people that love each other more than anyone, Kim and Kanye. God. Did you see that fucking video today that Architectural Digest posted?
I saw it. I watched it.
You guys.
I set it up on my counter while I was washing dishes. And I noticed a lot of animosity.
They hate each other.
They hate each other.
He hates her.
I think she hates him more than he hates her. There's still part of me that thinks he's, like, worships her.
He does worship her, but he also pokes at her.
So much.
So much, and I think that's why she hates him. Because he also is a flight risk. I think she's having heart palpitations during every on-camera interview.
That's what it seems like.
Because she's just like,
she's
what,
like,
the fuck are you about to say? What the fuck are you about to say? And she's, like, looking at him. Like, when her daughter came in, I think that was too much for her. She was frazzled as fuck.
Yes.
She was very upset. And that's not a scam, but they live in the scariest house in America, and I just kind of wanted to talk about it. They have literally no furniture, no paintings, no pictures, no artwork, no objects, no pipes for their sinks. Like, they live in the scariest house in America, and I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, I love it.
You brought up a scam to me about Stormy.
Yeah, so
Stormy.
I'm sure you guys have probably seen by now. Unfortunately, I still watch Kylie's story, like, every single day. I don't know why. So I saw all of the snaps from Stormy's World 2, a.k.a. her daughter Stormy's second birthday party. TMZ guessed that it was a $100,000 party. I'm going to say
There's no way
more than that.
Yeah, I saw pictures. There's no goddamn way.
It was very similar to last year, which I thought was, like, kind of bogus, because it was this huge blow-up head of Stormy that you walk into the mouth, like in Astroworld, and you, like, walk in, and there's all these different stations. There's, like, a Frozen station and, like, a Trolls station. There was, like, indoor rides. There's, like, an indoor, like, waterfall.
That's not $100,000.
There's a merch shop. That's all the stuff is free, like Stormy World. Why do I know this off the top of my head? But the tagline
two
is better than one.
Stop.
And it's like, that's not even, you didn't even try. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Also, merch that's free, like for who? Like
for
Tyler,
the
creator? To what? Sell on eBay?
But
what are they going to
do
with
thing.
That?
That's the other thing. I'm like, every shot of this party, there's like six people in the shots. Like,
yeah, because it's so goddamn enormous.
Here? Chrissy Teigen went with their daughter and John Legend. Cardi B was there with her sister and their baby. But it's like,
it's like Culture,
what,
Luna and Stormy, like, fucking playing together. Like, what the fuck is happening?
And this reminds me of, like, a storyline that's happening on Real Housewives of New Jersey right now, where everyone's making fun of Jackie because she has a lot of money, but she doesn't spend it on her kids' parties. She gets, like, a pizza and, like, a bunch of, like, shitty gifts from
Smart
Amazon.
Bitch.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to spend money on, like, children who aren't going to fucking remember. And her kids are, like, older. They're, like, in their early teens, I think, or, you know,
okay, well,
like,
at that
9,
point,
10,
give
11.
Them a party.
Give them a party, but also, like, you have a pool and, like, a basketball court in your backyard. That's the fucking party.
Yeah, but
you know
what? That, I get that. At least, like, you're rich and you have a mansion. But a two-year-old, baby doesn't need a party.
I was Googling before we recorded today, like, what is happening in the brain of a toddler? Just to see, like, is there any chance she would remember this? And the answer is absolutely not. Kids don't start forming memories till they're, like, 7 years old. And also, basically, all toddlers are essentially in, like, constant fight or flight. They're just, like, literally surviving.
So she's probably
so imagine
horrifying.
As she's, like, walking through the,
into
the
her
mouth
own
of
mouth.
Her own
yeah.
head. Like, what the fuck are you doing to your child?
Yeah.
Just so you can get, like, a bunch of photos and it's then Photoshop them on Instagram?
It's a scam. You're Photoshopping your baby. This is not for Stormy. This is for Kylie's Instagram, for all the guests' Instagram,
for
to bring them all together,
guests,
for the 12 guests, for Luna's future, for Culture's future. It's, I mean, it's 1,000% not for the kid. It's for everyone else. I don't care what they say.
But, I mean, I consumed all the content, so.
Yeah, I'm not, I mean, listen.
What can I say?
It's like, you were also saying, like, she could put that money away and, like, it'll grow by the time she wants to go to college. It's like, first of all, I mean, Stormy might go to Harvard or not go anywhere at all, but also, like, they don't need that money. She's a billionaire. She's a billionaire.
But these people fucking love money, so wouldn't you want your money to grow?
About Instagram, ma. That's where the money, it's investing in their Instagram, which is their money.
You know what I hope, truly, for this earth? Instagram goes down and we can't figure it out. We can't fix it. I hope China, I hope Russia fucking shoots the satellite out of the fucking sky.
The Instagram satellite.
And it goes the fuck away.
I know.
Imagine if people had to get by on their wits and charm.
I know.
Versus like their Facetune.
Words. I know. God. I can't really imagine.
I hate it.
I can't remember.
I hate this so much, but I do love to watch. So.
Yeah. And we love love. So,
yeah,
once again,
true.
This is a Valentine's Day episode for you guys from the two most loving, lovely ladies that you know.
We love love. I just don't want you to tell me when to do it and how to do it.
And how much to spend on it.
And we don't want to tell anyone else when to do it or how to do it.
Yeah.
Let's all just love when and how we want.
Yeah, and just don't get scammed.
That's
and
it.
Also, don't scam me.
Yeah.
You're, you know, gonna get gone.
And watch out, as always. For radio DJs.
Yes. And also, what was the thing you were saying upstairs? Follow the money.
Oh, yeah. Always follow the money.
Follow
back.
The money.
If Valentine's Day, multi-billion-dollar day, follow the money.
But follow it all the way back to 400 BC when they were whipping women. That's where we got to go all the way fucking back to, okay?
Yeah.
We'll always be celebrating holidays that punish women. So thank you and good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, what can I say? Live TV.
Exactly. I feel so bad. My band started playing the wrong song, and I didn't know what to do, so I thought I'd do a hoedown. I'm sorry.